It's the Coast Coast 106.3 Triple M with Moffy for breakfast. All week we've been catching up with the various candidates in the election, which is coming up, in fact, a week tomorrow on March 23. And joining us this morning, the Country Labor candidate, Tony Judge. Tony, good morning.
G'day, Moffy. It's a lovely morning again. In some ways, I wish it wasn't quite so warm and nice, because 10 hours of pre-poll for us every day is a little bit tough when it's a warm day.
How's that going?
It's going really well. It's actually great to get out there. It's that last chance you get to actually talk to people before they vote, and I'm having a lot of really, really good feedback.
Mate, look, the election, obviously, it's been a fairly long campaign for you. So I guess this is sort of the last chance for people to get an idea about Tony Judge and what you stand for. And so tell us, what are the main things for you?
Okay, Moffy, look, I won't talk about myself. Men are too good at that. I'll talk about what's been happening. We've been running a really strong community campaign. We've been out there at markets. I've been doing street stalls 3 days a week for, it seems, forever now. I've talked to thousands of people through the electorate. I've talked to some of the influential people in the electorate, but mostly I've just talked to the ordinary people that I talk to at those stalls. And there's a really clear message coming through from those people. They want jobs for themselves and their kids. They want fair pay. They want good education. They want good health care. And they're really worried about climate change, and they want something done about it. They want some real action. And they're feeling left behind. They're feeling a bit left behind and ignored. They think the government's ignoring them. And to some extent, I think they're right, actually, because for the last 8 years, things have gone backwards in New South Wales. They've had a government that's been running down the TAFE system. They've lost 5,700 teachers in the last 8 years. They won't give us the same level of nursing care as people in Sydney get, where they won't give us nurse-to-patient ratios. We've got 1 in 4 young people unemployed. I don't know why people, particularly in the National Party, don't think that that's a tragedy and that we're not doing more about it. It seems they've put that in the too hard basket. They keep saying one thing, well, throwing money at it won't solve the problem. Well, does that mean they've given up, that they don't think anything will solve the problem, because they don't seem to have a solution to it? And that's affecting young people. It's affecting their families. And they've got no answers on climate change. And I don't think they've got much interest, to tell the truth.
So
I heard Barnaby Joyce the other day with a bit of a thought bubble about it, about bringing back coal-fired power stations. That's not the answer. And
people
in the electorate are really concerned about the effects of the blueberry industry. And I've been reluctant to name this because people think it's personal about Girmish. It's not. There's nothing personal about it. But people in the electorate are concerned about it. They're concerned about the quality of water. They're concerned about spray drift over their properties. They're concerned about how close those farms are getting to residential areas. And the key message I get from people around here is that they're concerned that those interests they've got won't be represented because of how close Girmesh is to the blueberry industry. And that's the bottom line. That's what people are concerned about.
So, Tony, going back to the youth unemployment thing, you said that, you know, the National's saying that throwing money at it's not going to isn't going to fix it. What solution do you have?
Well, throwing money at it is going to fix part of the problem. That's how economics works. You put money into an economy and jobs are created, opportunities are created, businesses are created, but we'll make sure that 50% of all government jobs on local projects actually go to local workers. We'll have a solar rooftops program that will roll out solar panels to 500,000 houses across New South Wales. That creates jobs with installation. We've got a huge renewable energy program going to generate 9 gigawatts of electric power by 2030. That's 50% of the state's energy needs. All of those things create lots of jobs. And we'll restore the TAFE sector so that people have got the skills to do those jobs. And we'll give people free courses to get the jobs in the areas where skills are needed.
There was an announcement a couple of weeks ago about more nurses who were being put into hospitals, and here on the Coast Coast as well, and the Mid-North Coast are getting some of those nurses. So you're saying that's still not enough?
Well, the nurses are saying that's still not enough. The nurses are running a huge campaign in support of the Labor Party because we've guaranteed that key thing to them as the ratio of nurses to patients. So we're saying that regardless of how much the number of patients grows, we'll make sure there's enough nurses for them. Just giving them a flat number doesn't solve that problem. The nurses know that and we know that.
Now, Michael Daly, the leader of your party, wants to be the Premier. Do you think there's been too much focus on stadiums? I mean, he's obviously, I think, he was caught out a little bit last week when he was talking about sprinklers, saying that the Trust took out the sprinklers under the cover of darkness. It turned out That was false. And then he tried to say on the ABC the next day he was talking about the sprinklers on the field, which, again, when it was checked up, they were still there. He's also made comments saying that Taylor Swift said it was the best stadium she's played at, but she actually played at ANZ Stadium. Do you think maybe his focus is becoming too much on the stadium and not enough about, you know, regional areas and what they're doing as well?
Well, no, I think that the focus on stadiums hasn't been as much about the stadiums themselves as about the sheer waste of money in knocking down, spending $2.2 billion knocking down workable stadiums in Sydney when we've got one in four young people unemployed in this region. This is a government that's got their priorities all wrong. They're digging tunnels all under Sydney. They've wasted $14.5 billion on cost blowouts on those projects. They got $70 billion by privatising assets and pushing the price of electricity up, and yet they've wasted $14.5 billion of it by cost overruns on projects that should have been properly managed. And I think the stadiums is just the tip of the iceberg there. But stadiums is an important issue because it just shows what the priorities of the Liberal and National parties are.
So does that mean that you don't support the upgrades that have been done to our local stadium here?
No, I support upgrades, sensible upgrades to smaller stadiums in regional and rural areas and in suburban Sydney. I just don't think that we need to spend $1.4 billion knocking down a stadium in the eastern suburbs of Sydney where they get an average crowd to a rugby league game of about 9,000 people. It just doesn't make sense.
Isn't the whole idea, though, to be able to then be able to get other events there as well?
Well, the only events that they get to those stadiums that ever draw a crowd are a couple of major rugby union matches every year between Australia and the All Blacks. Basically, that ground is underutilised. And I think, you know, if you name the elephant in the room, the real problem there is that there's a lot of very powerful people in Sydney on that Sydney Cricket Ground Trust that really want that stadium torn down and rebuilt.
How many times has Michael Daly been to the area during the election campaign?
Michael Daly actually, watched this space actually today, Mocky, but Michael Daly actually grew up in Kempsey. He's the son of a dairy farmer. He knows this area really, really well.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, as in, during the campaign, how many times has he been up here to visit the people here on the Coffs Coast?
Well, Michael hasn't actually been to Coffs, but he's been through Lismore, he's been through the North Coast, and as I say, in not very long, watch this space.
So how come he hasn't been here yet, though? I mean, his bus has been here. It was here the other day again as well.
I can promise you that Michael will be here very, very soon.
All right. So only a week out. Preferences. Let's talk about those. Where's Labor's preferences going? Because this is something that a lot of people have been asking and focusing on is those preferences.
Yeah, I've given my second preference to Sally Townley and my third to Jonathan Castle from the Greens, and we've worked our way down the ticket from there. I'm really, really incredibly happy with those preferences. I've got a really strong relationship with both Sally and Jonathan. I think Sally's done an amazing job on council here. She's a really strong representative of people in this area, and she's a brave representative. She's prepared to stand out when she's in a minority, and I respect that.
Lovely stuff. Well, mate, look, all the best for the election. It's not long now, and how many days more of pre-polling is there?
I think seven so, days of pre-polling, 8 days till the elections, and no more sleeps, Moppy, no more sleeps.
I reckon they still should have a barbecue down there every day at the early voting. What do you reckon? I think I'd vote for that.
I think a barbecue down there would be good. And to tell the truth, between 8 and 9 o'clock we could do with the company because not many people turn up in that hour.
All right. Well, look, unfortunately I'm on air until 9, but I'll come down. I'll come down later on and torment you all.
I'll even take you over on the road and buy you a pancake if you're interested.
Fantastic. Hey, good on you, Tony. All the best with the election, mate.
Okay, thanks very much, Michael.
Tony Judge joining us this morning. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M. We've got a news update on the way next.